is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Oh, it's Brandon. I love When Calls the Heart.
Hey, it's Panda. I like When Calls the Heart.
It's Dan. I despise When Calls the Heart. And this is the Bramble Jam podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Deck the Hallmark. We are going whip fast smart, just like When Calls the Heart.
Whip fast smart.
Whip fast.
You can't handle the dialogue. It's going to be so fast.
Nothing about whip fast smart is whip fast or smart.
You're not whip fast smart.
Yeah, you're not whip fast smart.
Dan is not whip. Whip fast smart.
Smart.
Nope. Whip fast smart.
Nope.
This is good stuff right here, guys.
It's not. Whip fast.
Nope.
So instead of joining in or doing anything productive or helpful,
in his defense, you're
just saying no when he's trying to say the words. You say,
Dan is not. Nope.
Nope.
Gee.
Sure aren't.
Dan not. Is, what is this dance we're doing?
Nope.
In his defense, I got off on a weird foot. I didn't know where I was going with it.
But that's because you were so fast.
I'm so fast. I'm whip fast smart.
Whip fast smart.
Guys, how are we? We're doing good.
Doing great. Good.
Thursday, you can smell the Thursday in the air. If you were to put a definition upon the smell of Thursdays, what would it be, Panda?
Clean.
Brisk.
Autumn. All right, we're talking about rules of engagement.
Yeah.
Season one. You remember that show? Was that Tony Danza?
No, there was Rules of Engagement with David Spade and Patrick Warburton and those.
What was that sitcom with Tony Danza?
He's the boss?
No, later in his life.
Oh, what was that? I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It wasn't Rules of Engagement, though.
It was not. It was. I don't know.
All right, good talk.
Wasn't on the CW, WB?
Just keep going.
Okay. Maybe it wasn't Tony Danza. I don't know.
Are you thinking 12 Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter?
That's John Ritter.
Yeah, he's
he
dead.
Also died. R.I.P. Yes, maybe I was thinking that because he died when he was doing it.
Yeah.
And they had to write him off.
Yeah correct.
That's 12 Rules.
What was Tony? I thought Tony Danza died while he was doing it.
Tony Danza is alive.
Still alive.
How dare you?
It's Tony Danza.
He's
I'm here, everybody. What's up?
Tony, Brand said you were dead.
Yes.
Are you dead?
No worries, big guy. I'll get you later.
Giving a free pass to
I'll
Brand.
Give him a free pass until later, Tony Danza.
I love it.
What's up, fellas?
You already did that bit.
We're doing good.
Yeah, doing great.
All right. Hey, if you want to put a definition on the smell of Thursday.
You came up with that bit?
I did. I pitched it to Tracy.
Tony, who is the boss?
Tony Danza. Rules of Engagement originally aired on March 22nd, 2014, and it went a little something like this. It's a new dawn, it's a new day for
and
Cole,
I'm feeling
though.
Good.
It starts off in the classroom, as it typically does, and there's a new family coming into town. The Weavers are here. There's Wyatt Weaver, who is the oldest of three boys, and he's bringing the kiddos into class, and he's like, oh, I'm just here to hang out, I guess. I've already finished school. I'm 16. No big deal. And Elizabeth's like, well, you're never too old to learn. So sends him over to get to the books from the library. She then dives into an intense study on records. How do the records work? And Wyatt knows. And so Elizabeth immediately jumps to, he's a genius. At the same time, Julie is going to be going home, hops on the cart. See you later, Julie. But then we get a new one coming into town. What?
You're making this sound like this is the worst television you've ever watched.
There's a new one. There's a new girl coming into town. Her name's Rosemary Lavoie.
Dubois.
And she is very uppity. Elizabeth's like, oh my gosh, look at this girl. And they're talking about town. And Rosemary's like, nothing happens in this town, does it? Where's all this town? I don't know. And Elizabeth, you know, kind of putting up with her, looks on in the distance. And who do you see? You see Jack riding back into town with his black coat on. What's the difference in the black coat versus the red coat?
It's just an overcoat of the red coat.
Why wouldn't they make it red?
It's a little confusing at that point. The Mountie's outfit, if you need to put a coat on, that's standard issue.
Put a coat on it! Thanks, Tony. So, they're talking. Jack's coming to town. Elizabeth is jazzed about it. Sees him rolling back in. Rosemary turns around. And at this point, Rosemary said, I'm here to see my fiance. Turns around and she's like, there he is now. What? Jack's engaged? What? Rosemary never said anything. Obviously, Elizabeth very taken aback by this. Obviously, very hurt by this. And just kind of walks off. Jack is confused as to why Rosemary's there. And doesn't really want to have anything to do with her. So we'll see what happens there. Now, Jack also... What?
Did you write a synopsis?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Jack walk into the jail. He sees a very sharp-dressed fella. Did you see that guy with his hat? We're talking about Bill Avery, everybody. Bill Avery. Let's give it up for Bill. Guys, let's give it up for Bill Avery. I bet if Tony Danza said it, you guys would do it, wouldn't you?
No way.
Let's give it up for Bill Avery.
Yeah. All right. Go, Bill.
Bill Avery is there. He is a quote-unquote forensic investigator, and he is going to try to build a case.
A quote-unquote?
Quote-unquote. That's what he calls himself.
Yeah. He just is one, though.
Yeah, but quote-unquote. That's what he
says that?
No, he says he's a forensic investigator.
That's because that's what he is.
I understand that.
He's not like a forensic investigator, wink, wink. It's not like he may or may not be one. That's what he is.
You may or may not be my friend. So he's Bill Avery's those, there.
You know,
Bill Avery. Bill Avery, quote unquote, forensic
Can
investigator.
Can we have a timeout real quick?
Panda's
hey, listen,
one of those.
It hasn't been great the first half of this.
Well, I feel
why
like you guys.
While we circle back, focus in, buddy, because I want to have your back. Okay, focus in. We got this, and we can double down. We got this. So the second half of this is
awesome. We can double down.
Yeah, we can double down. Do better. You got it. I have the time. Here you go.
You want me to start from the top?
No.
Okay. Just where you're at, because I think the second half will get them.
Yeah.
All right. So Bill Avery, quote unquote, forensic investigators in the town. No, should I left it out? And he's there to investigate the whole mining situation. He immediately tracks down Abigail, and then he's immediately like, oh boy, she's a good looker. Very excited about that. But Mr. Gowan, you guys know Mr. Gowan? Mr. Gowan is not thrilled that this investigation is happening in the first place. He begins to try to question Bill's authority, like, who do you think you are? And he's like, I'm quote unquote a forensic investigator. Gowan then later on decides, I'm going to confront Abigail and remind her about the fact that her husband is responsible for everyone's death. And luckily for everybody, old Bill was just lurking around the corner, heard all of that, and it's like, Gowan, you get out of here. You ain't got nothing. You stop being mean to her. She's a hottie. So then Jack attempts to fix things with Elizabeth. And he's doing okay. He explains that Rosemary left him. He was very sad. She broke his heart. Didn't really want to talk about it because it was still relatively fresh. Didn't want to open up the old wounds. Jack assured Elizabeth, no feelings for Rosemary. No feelings, no problem. But Elizabeth continues to run into Rosemary, continues to see her, and every time she's around her, she's like, oh my gosh, this woman, she's so extra, she's so there. And that's because she's an actress, and she's very, like, boisterous with all of her stuff. Now, Elizabeth goes to the shop, sees her, they have this moment together, and she gets this letter when she goes to the general store, letting her know that there's a prestigious academy in Cape Fullerton that has selected her to be the first female teacher on staff. You guys remember Wyatt?
Yeah.
The record guy? Wyatt, who knows about records, read two books cover to cover in 2 days. Once again, genius. So she goes to talk to her his mom and is like, this boy's a genius. He can read and knows about records. Rosemary, starting to realize that Jack is just not into her anymore, is walking down and she catches wind through a door about this job offer, and she puts that in her back pocket to use later when she sees Jack out on the shooting range, quote unquote. Was that a good use of quote unquote?
Yeah, that was a good
Thank
one.
You. That was a better one. Thank
We're
you.
Getting them the second half, buddy.
Thank you. Shooting range, goes to shoot with him, and he is very much shooting her advances down. And that's when she decides, I'm going to pull it out, and tells Jack about what's going on with Elizabeth. He, I guess, believes her, seems very sad about this whole thing. Rosemary, little grin. And that, my friends, was When Calls the Heart.
Rules of engagement.
How was that crowd?
All I heard was what was that?
What? What? You have a microphone. What's your name?
Israel.
Sturt.
Israel Sturt. Where are you from? What?
Beethoven.
Beethoven? That's a big dog, huh? All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about rules of engagement.
We're on fire today, guys.
Here, Odd.
We're on fire.
Welcome back, everybody.
Whoa, am I right?
great break. I feel like we are ready to go now. We have four segments to break this episode of Television Down. We'll always start with the hot take. It is where Panda speaks through his heart to the people about how he felt about this episode. Panda, how you feeling?
Like this episode for being an
odd number?
Odd number episode. I like this one. Quick dialogue. It felt like a much quicker episode to me, even though there wasn't a lot of action.
It felt like a start of a new season.
Yeah, it was
new characters.
Gosh, it was great. Big fan.
Two like long time additions too.
Yes. Yeah. Series regulars. From what we understand.
Yeah, I mean, from the a couple episodes we saw.
Big fan.
Can you imagine if Bill Avery did it? Like, hi, I'm a forensic investigator like that. Right. That'd be great. Be a great bit.
I love Bill. I like this episode a lot. There was lots of, what moments? When we find out that Jack was engaged. That's really the one. But overall, I liked it. It was a good episode, and I'm excited to see what happens with the season finale next week.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a different television show. Not necessarily a better television show. The dialogue felt like it was at double time, the speed. There's plot lines everywhere, new characters being introduced. It was a whirlwind, and because it was a whirlwind, it was the quickest episode that I've watched and also the best episode that I've watched.
Whoa!
So
Dan liked the episode. Dan liked the episode. Dan likes the episode. Dan liked the episode.
I didn't like it.
What was that?
I didn't.
Tracy, play that back.
I liked it.
Dan liked the episode.
I didn't like it, but it's a show that was much more breezy. Like at some points they're playing this music. Like what's going on? It was a much more breezy show that did not take itself nearly as seriously as the first 10 episodes. And there's serious things going on. There's a murder investigation. There's a love triangle, but it didn't feel like it was taking itself nearly as seriously. And it was a much more breezy 40 minutes. I don't know what to tell. Like, I don't know what happened. I don't know what show this is versus the show we watched. You guys, it was a different animal today. I don't know what happened.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, Tony, thank you.
It's time for All the Feels. It's the part of the show where we talk about what in this episode gave us those feels. Panda.
Yeah, when Jack is telling Elizabeth she looks good in red after church service. Man.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies hearing me, you yeah. say you look good.
I just
good
got
in red.
Creep feels from Panda.
Say it again.
You look good in red.
Yeah.
No. Well.
But I mean, that's true also, like thank for you, you as well.
No, no,
you
that is great. Accurate.
No, thank you're
you.
Beautiful.
The way you say it, I think that's the.
But no, I think you just can't handle real romance and a real man speaking from his heart.
That's dude. Right. I mean, it made him feel uncomfortable too, but apparently yeah, that's but my problem.
No, I think
it's, no, I came around to it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Never mind. This must just be
you.
Me.
It is you.
Yeah.
You're insensitive.
Dan
you're
liked
a brute.
The episode. Dan liked the episode. Whoop, whoop.
And your arms are wild. They are. I think it every time you do something
that's
like that.
That's because he doesn't know where they're going.
That's true. They have a life of their own. That's remember right. that movie Idle Hands back in the day?
No. I honestly don't remember Idle Hands.
Tell me about that weird name.
Well, it was like a comedy horror movie from the 90s.
They just played that, you know, the hands, whose line is it anyway game?
Oh.
But they had all like murder weapons. You don't know who you're shooting. It was crazy.
Did we do that at a Wendy Gap?
Oh, yeah, every year.
Classic
Wendy Gap bit.
Idle Hands.
It's not called Idle Hands. What's the name of the bit? Oh, Helping Hands Helping is hands. The name of the bit.
Mm. Yes. My feels also involves Abigail, but it's actually, you know.
I said Elizabeth.
You said Elizabeth. Sorry. But I thought you said Bill.
No, I said Jack, when Jack tells Elizabeth that she looks green and red.
Yeah, were you listening at
no,
all?
No, I thought you said
or were you being a listener?
I thought you said Bill.
No. It was the red thing at church.
I have something involving Abigail.
Oh, okay.
And you guys know, I know it, they're setting this up for Abigail to end up with Bill, and it's fine. But I am shipping Abigail
Gowan.
And Gowan.
Yeah, me too.
Hard.
Me too.
And when he walks in and she has her hair down and he goes, I just want you to let you know, before I...
ruin your
warn
life.
You once again with your dead husband. Your hair down is very becoming.
Mm.
And he just throws it in there, and then he gets back to those the business two. At hand. Oh,
let's go.
It's the difference between do you want stability or do you want passion? Because I think that's what you got here.
Gosh.
That was gross.
Stop talking. Stop. Take a segment off or something.
I need a shower. I just feel... No.
Love talk with Panda.
Do you,
next caller?
Hey, Panda?
Yeah.
What is your voice? You're just supposed to be
my
you.
My voice just cracked. Yeah. I'm sorry. No.
Hey, Panda?
Yeah.
It's me. It's Ted.
Hey.
So I've been dating this girl for a couple years now. Mm-hmm. And she just continues to look at me like I have something on my face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do I? And what do I, how do I get through to her?
Okay. First of all, tell her she's beautiful, stunning. Give her a little bit of that look. But also, yeah, there's something on your face.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. You might want to clean that off. Thanks.
All right. We'll move on now. Dan?
I mean, no feels per se in the episode.
Did that last segment give you a little bit?
Yeah. Weird, like I want to quit feels. resignation, the feeling of resignation. No. I feel like the character of Abigail finally is starting to be one that I care about a little bit, which is nice because I never did before. But now I'm starting to get like kind of her role in the town and with this.
Hey, Panda.
Yeah.
Hey, first time caller, long time listener.
Yeah.
So the other day I was talking to my girlfriend and she said the funniest thing, but I couldn't find it in my heart to laugh. I couldn't figure it out. What do you suggest?
Hey, listen, I think you should laugh more. You got a beautiful laugh. You got a beautiful soul.
All right, listen to my laugh. You tell me if I should keep it up.
Yeah. I think it gave me a little bit right here and then a little bit right here. Okay.
I love that. Thank you.
Love you, buddy.
I love that this is a video thing as well, which is crazy. Because he can see all the callers.
Zoom call.
It's wild. Zoom love talk with Panda.
I mean, I would.
Yeah.
I'd pay a good bit of money.
Good bit of money. Yeah.
I can't put a number on it yet, but just know that it is a good bit.
Yeah.
And I would consider you should do that.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. Let's take one more quick break. We'll come back with the wait, what's and the what the hallmarks. Nope. And the highs and lows. The hopes and values.
Highs and lows, mate. Highs and lows. Shrimp on the bobby. Hello there, Panda.
Yeah.
Yes, normally I call Trace, but she is gone. She said something about Rumspringa. I don't know. Do you have any older technological devices that you have for sale? Things where things need to be stuck into other things, maybe?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm running out of them at my house for Trace Talks Tech. Is there anything you could maybe sell or lend me, perhaps?
Do you have an iPod?
Yeah, no. No. I've got a Nano.
You got a Nano? Nano yes. would work, yeah.
I need some new things, though. Do you have anything that you can give me?
Have you done a VCR?
Yes.
DVD?
Oh, yes. Can you try better, please?
What about Pong? Pong table.
A Pong table? What about that is technological?
Well, you got the Pong, not ping pong,
this,
but Pong.
This love talk is worthless. I am out.
As much as I love decanter. It was not a love question.
No, that was not.
That was a helpful.
No,
and he was asking if I had you to lend something.
Trace said she was on Rumspringa. Yeah. That's like for Amish teenagers.
Well,
guilty. They finally let me pass. Also, because of that, I do have to quit. Seeing as how lots of texts. God bless.
This whole week, we have been off the rails. Like, Wes Brown is the only semblance of normalcy in this week of podcasting. It's bonkers out here. Always in love, Mike.
We'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get there. It's time for Wait What, a Sparta show. We talk about what in this episode of television made us go, wait, what? Panda?
They've established that Coal Valley is a really small town multiple times. Mm-hmm. All I know is there's new people that are in that cafe every friggin' weekend.
Every time.
Like, every time.
And new,
like,
people coming to town.
And it's packed out. Like, men and women just eating, drinking on their, like, the whole town's a coal town, and yet there's people just taking day breaks like they're on a date. Like,
yeah.
What's happening right now? That's my only complaint about this week. Otherwise, it was savage. Yeah. Great week. Great week.
I got a couple things. Listen, I know how television and film works. You need sound. It helps. You know, you add things in the background to make it sound like you're there, like footsteps.
Yeah.
Different things like that. But what I do not need is the loudest pencil of all time. Yeah. I don't need to feel like I'm the paper.
Yeah.
Like, take that down, the volume down of the pencil.
Not going to win any
just a smidgen.
Sound editing Emmys this week.
No, not this week. Maybe next week. We'll see what happens. Jack is shooting cans just off the main street.
Yep.
And I...
No, it's too close to Main Street.
It's too close to Main Street.
For the Mountie to be out there just practicing shooting.
It's also just like... What? Like, you just get back into town and your first thought is, let me go right off the street here and... Shoot some cans.
He's got his thoughts. He's got his former fiance in town.
Shoot those
I don't
cans.
Mind the idea of going to shoot. I think because he's got a lot on his mind. I do have a problem with the fact that he does it what amounts to be a football field away from the town square.
Like, and listen,
that's not okay.
Last but not least, I want to talk about Wyatt for a second. Wyatt. Now, the question
you
is.
You know how records work? You're a genius.
The question is, like, does anyone know how records work? And he says, not to get too technical, and then just dumps it down to literally what anybody's theory on record. Like, if you look
that's right.
The record is spinning. There's a needle. The needle must be doing something with the revolving record that's causing sound. That does not make you a genius in the slightest.
No.
Any of those kids with 10 seconds of being able to go up and observe the record player would have come up with that theory on records.
I've come to a conclusion. The needle is hitting the record. It's causing sound.
Well, I think it has something to do with it going round and round and there being something that's making that.
Can I ask a question? Like, sure. Honest to goodness, like, does anyone ever look at some old technology and be more impressed by it than the new technology? Like, and more confused about how it works? Like, records. I feel like those are more mysterious to me in how they work than like MP4s or something like that. Like, it just kind of blows my mind that there's just a little round disc with a needle and it gives you sound like
but
that.
But think also about files. Like,
I get it. I understand.
There's a lot
that,
more going like, on with an MP4 than
I fully am aware of that, but I just look
are
at
you?
It. Yeah, because it's kind of shocking. I mean, how did they get all the instruments on there? You know what I'm saying?
I saw this post, and it was like this guy had in his hand a little fiber, and it looks like just a little fishing line, and above it just said, "I clearly have no idea how the internet works." I'm like, that's fair. I have no idea.
Yeah.
No, it's all a mystery.
It's all.
I'm happy we get it.
Yeah.
I just think it's great. Tech's wild.
Tech is so wild.
Tech is wild.
And that's why I started my show, and I'm sad to see it go.
Being honest and all.
I can't, in my goodness, come up with what if it's, I don't know. I'll give it some thought, because I think there's something
Please do. For those, most everyone that doesn't know what Trace Talks Tech or Decanter is.
God bless.
God bless.
Dana?
I got three. First of all, Jack gets all the credit for catching the Tolliver gang. Like, commendations and everything. I know that we have to remember all the way back to an episode ago, but that was the work of no less than 8 Mounties. Two different groups of 3 in the woods looking for the Tolliver gang, and the other guy in town that helped Jack capture them. And without them doing literally all of the detective work, Jack would never have captured the Tolliver gang.
To be fair, he does mention the other guy with him, and they said he'll get a commendation as well.
But he gets all of those other 6, nothing. Just Jack. Jack is the one that gets the main.
And what about all the red coat mannequins?
Red cape. Yeah, no, those guys for sure.
Mannequin challenge. You guys remember that?
Oh, it was
best,
dumb.
Best time of my life.
There are a ton of people in Abigail's Cafe. A ton. And I'm under the assumption based upon watching the show, she's waiting on all of those tables herself. Mm-hmm. That's going to be tough. There's like 10 tables. She's making all the food, pouring all the drinks. I just don't know how she gets it done. I don't see a world where people don't leave and go, man, wish there was another option in town because Abigail's was real slow today. Yeah. Right? It seems like that would be a little bit of a problem. She probably needs to hire someone.
I'm also intrigued by her. You know what? I'm going to save it for the next segment because it is a valley.
Okay. All right. Next episode or next segment?
Next segment.
Highs and lows, mate. which is hopes and valleys, not highs and lows. And lastly, Elizabeth's mad at Jack. And Elizabeth has written on the board five or six words. Betrayal, untrustworthiness, deceitful. Like, all of these words mean the same thing. We're all on board there, correct?
Yeah.
They mean the same thing.
Same thing.
And then she goes, oh, I forgot one. Perfidy. And Jack says, I don't even want to know what that means. Okay, first of all, you're an idiot. The 5 words on the board mean the same thing. Perfidy clearly means what that means. And then Wynn Calls the Heart has the audacity to make it a bit during the episode where he goes and finds out what it means, like it took some work. Are we serious right now? Like, the fact that they bring back the perfidy bit when they clearly define it on the board is insulting to the intelligence of everyone watching the show. It was the dumbest part of the episode for sure.
Dumb.
That's strong. Those are some fighting words. Up next, we got Hopes and Valleys, part of the show. We talk about something that we're excited about, we have hope for, and or something we're bummed about in regards to the future of this television program. Panda, hopes, and or valleys.
Hope, I'm really excited about the new characters they're introducing. Just when I was like getting a little stale, they knew how to freshen it right up.
Every 10 episodes, they're going to pepper in 2 new regulars?
Well, not every 10 episodes, okay. But this is going to carry me longer because you gave me 2 new ones. If they had just given me 1 new one, that would carry me 10, but this is going to carry me twice as long, so 20 episodes.
But the entire cast only carried you 10. Original cast.
Yeah, but that's because they threw it in all at once. It's a hot
dog. So you should
say over hot dog. So two
over hot dog.
How many becomes an over hot dog? Because 2 is going to last you 20.
You said but a one whole would only last you 10.
But a whole hot dog's right, only going to give you 10.
Yeah, no, they did up front. They gave me 3. I think any more than 2 is too much.
So 2 gives you to 23, back to 10.
Back to 10. I think it's a lot of diminishing returns if you've ever read anything
about
it.
Tony, what do you think about that?
Oh, my gosh.
Tony's not here? Guess not.
I love it.
You forgot the voice too, didn't you?
Tony Danza. You have to find home base, guys.
Yeah, you do, always.
Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's
so I have a valley, guys. I am very concerned that Abigail's is not going to make it, and here's why. There's only so many people in this town that are coming on a regular basis, and yet she has three pies sitting out.
That's right.
In the middle of the day. She cannot sustain this type of daily baking and throwing out of pies and other baked goods.
Probably lasts 2 or 3 days, right? But still, it's a big wager to make a pie.
A pie lasts 2 or 3 days in your house. Do you want 3-day-old pie when you go to pay for it?
In the 1900s, in 1910?
In 1910, 2-day-old pie is brand new.
I'm just saying, that's a lot of pie.
That's a lot of pie.
It's a lot of pie to commit to.
Yeah.
Maybe she's trying out a bunch at once, seeing what sticks.
She got a steal on the blackberries, though, so I wouldn't worry too much.
Dan?
I didn't really have, like, a huge hope or valley. Mine was going to be what you mentioned in the, I guess, the hot take. On the all the field section. I think that the Gowan-Abigail combo is just sparks everywhere. And they're not going to let that really play itself out because Gowan is a monster. And now we've got Bill Avery in town. So that's unfortunate. That's a valley for me.
Stability or passion?
Yeah.
I'm just saying stability or passion. You want passion every time.
Absolutely. Pocket watch?
No.
And we're smolder. Poor because of it. What?
We're poor because of it.
Yeah. Yes. No, and then a smolder number. Smolder rating. What do you
warm.
Got?
It was warm today.
Really?
I had to unbutton a little bit. Really? I'm going to put an 8.5.
That is, I didn't get any of that. No,
when he says you're wearing red.
Yeah, I would say maybe a little bit higher than last week's 3.5 where I bottomed out, but probably 4.25. He's more like upset, concerned all episode to me. The only glimpse we get is the red thing. Everything else, there's no smolder in it.
That's not true. When he comes riding around the corner.
Okay, yeah.
That's a smolder.
I'll go to five.
There are a few just marvelous smolder points, but I do agree with you. It is more concerned, annoyed, et cetera. And so it's going to bring it back down to a 6.29.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Maybe I'm overzealous today.
Yeah. We did it, everybody. Congratulations. We are going to end with a what's calling your heart. We got a handful.
You guys heard we didn't have any last week, and you guys sent us emails.
We'll
be good for a few weeks, but we got a lot of these to cover, so send them in anyway. We're going to try to read them in the order they came in. This is from L. L says, hi, boys. What's calling my heart is your recent interviews with and guest appearances by the men of When Calls the Heart.
Yes.
I always love when you're joined by the Hall Stars, but the past couple weeks have been particularly fun and entertaining. Hot take. Chris McNally, actor by day, mixologist by night, a man of many talents. Also loved how he came with answers to a bunch of your What the Hallmarks. Yeah. Daniel Lissing, he could honestly say just about anything and I'd listen. That Aussie accent, swoon. Kevin McGarry, top-notch banter. He seemed to fit right in with y'all. To be honest, I was content not watching the actual episodes and just listening to your podcast recaps and analysis, but I might be convinced to watch When Calls the Heart, at the very least, to mute the show on the background. Amen. And let the smolder speak for itself.
No kidding.
Sincerely, a converted Hardy, L. Thank you, L.
Wow.
A convicted Hardy. Mm.
Listen, you do you.
3 to 5.
Convicted.
In the clink.
We did it, everybody. Hey. Congratulations. Thank you so much. We're going to be back tomorrow finding Father Christmas. Mm-hmm. If you think we were done with Aaron Krakow, you'd be wrong. Here we go. Some more. We're going to be back. Until then, maybe we'll be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. It's produced by Brandon Gray. Set decor by Plum Haywood Mall. For more information on all Bramble Jam podcasts, you can go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. For more information on how to listen to Deck the Hallmark ad-free, you can go to BrambleJamPlus.com.